Hey everyone, and welcome to Lighter Impact, the podcast that explores the intersection of social impact, somatics, and spirituality. Whether you're an entrepreneur, activist, or simply someone looking to make a difference, this podcast will provide you with insights and tools needed to make an impact in the world and feel lighter doing it. So sit back, relax, and let's see where this journey takes us. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 50. Today, I'm going to talk about the topic of gratitude. And I know we all heard this idea that we need to be more grateful for what we have in our lives. I've certainly heard that a lot growing up. And if I'm honest with you, I struggled for a long time to tap into that feeling of gratitude. It was always, you should be more grateful, as opposed to, if I'm honest, actually experiencing that gratitude. So if you're one of those people who's naturally, constantly tapped into that state of gratitude, you are incredibly lucky. And this episode probably isn't for you. But I'm willing to guess that there are a lot of people out there who look at others, the ones who just seem to be so connected with gratitude, from a place of authenticity. It's like a genuine connection with gratitude. You ask them, how are you doing today? And they are just, despite what's going on in their life, truly grateful. There's one person coming to mind at the moment, and when I first met her, it seemed like a superpower. It seemed like this amazing thing that she had, and I was actually confused because it was incredibly genuine, and it was also consistent. This person is a healer, is a guide, is a beautiful soul, and I met her early on my journey. It's always wonderful to meet people who are a few steps ahead of you, just to remind you about what's possible. So for today's episode, I wanted to share my own perspective on gratitude, having been on this journey for many years now. And instead of this thought that I should be more grateful for what I have in my life, I want to offer that gratitude is actually a powerful tool that you have to shift your state. And when we think about gratitude as a tool, it's about doing the reps, doing the exercises, going to the gym, a regular practice of it that shifts your state. And I've been reflecting a bit on, once we list out the things that we are grateful for, once we exercise this muscle, why is it that our state changes almost instantaneously? And one of the answers I came up with is because it's really rooted in the present moment. When you connect with gratitude, when you ask yourself, what am I grateful for in this moment? It's allowing you to sink into the present moment. Now, I do also want to talk about the neuroscience of it. When someone takes a moment to list what they are grateful for, to ask, what am I grateful for in this moment? There's the chemical release of dopamine and serotonin. These are two crucial neurotransmitters that get released in the brain, and they enhance our mood immediately. They make us feel happy from the inside. So it's almost like this natural antidepressant that your body releases when you practice gratitude. And again, I just want to emphasize that it isn't a shoulding. It isn't, I should be more grateful. It is more of this practice, coming to gratitude as a tool to shift your state. The same way you go to the gym if you want to be healthy and get in shape, you can come to gratitude to shift your state and feel happier. So hopefully by this point, you're somewhat convinced that gratitude is a tool, it's a muscle that you practice that gets you into this beautiful state. What I want to do now is offer some practices, some techniques for you to exercise this muscle of gratitude. The first one is one that you're probably familiar with, is this idea of a gratitude list. And perhaps the reason it's so popular is because it's so simple. And, you know, a lot of people will have gratitude lists in their morning routines, when they're journaling. What I would encourage you to do is to come up with that gratitude list anytime, anywhere. Maybe you're in a meeting and you're doodling. Just doodle some gratitude. My husband and I have this fun game that we play. We call it the Grateful Game, where we put out five fingers and we take turns saying something that we're grateful for. It started because we were asking this question of how can we be more grateful, just in general, as better human beings. Now we actually use this tool when there's tension in our relationship, when maybe there was an argument or something that someone got frustrated with. So at any moment, we're just like, hey, let's play the grateful game. We use our fingers, we put them out, and we take turns listing out what we're grateful for. The second tool that I want to offer is meditating on gratitude. I'll go ahead and link to one of my favorite guided meditations in the show notes that you can listen to that goes deeper into the subconscious when you're in that meditative state. And from there, connecting with gratitude can be really powerful and bring to light things that you are grateful for that you might not realize initially. There's this beautiful concept in Islam that if you try to count your blessings, you never could. And truly, if we try to count our blessings, we would never be able to really grasp the vastness of them. This is the ancient wisdom that we've probably heard from our parents, our grandparents. And again, the neuroscience is confirming that the more we experience gratitude, the more that we exercise this muscle, as they say, neurons that fire together, wire together. The more that we shift to this state, the happier we are. Now, finally, the third tool that I wanted to offer today is thank you notes. So directly expressing that gratitude to someone in your life, no matter how big or small it is, making it a regular practice to write thank you notes. I have a stack of them in my closet. I love buying them whenever I see a cute design. I'll pick some up, and even it doesn't have to be a thank you card. It can just be a post-it. But this practice of writing a note to someone, expressing your gratitude, and then having a human connection through that gratitude is simple yet powerful. So I want to encourage you to try writing random thank you notes to people in your life. Maybe practice a meditation that allows you to go deeper into the state of gratitude. And play with the idea of making gratitude lists anytime, any place. Really just exercising this muscle of gratitude. It's such a simple tool to help you really feel lighter in life. And incredibly powerful. Alrighty, friends, that's all I have for today. I hope you found this episode useful. And before wrapping up, I just wanted to express my deep gratitude to all of you for listening. Alrighty, friends, thank you for listening to another episode of Lighter Impact. If this resonated with you or you're curious about what it would look like to work with a social impact coach, please do reach out to me through my website, pauseimpact.org. Till next time, wishing you little moments of lightness and impact. Have a wonderful week.